Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why did the baby chick cross the road? To meet up with her peeps. When do lazy horses refuse to run? Whenever they can, tear. What do you call two ponies on a putting green? A horse and a horse on a golf course, of course.
You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Weird Medicine contains mature contents that may be offended to some listeners.
Let me write.
What did I do wrong then? If, you know, your old house is like an oven.
It won't go down. It won't go down. My boner, my boner, my boner won't go down. It won't go down. It won't go down. My country boner, it won't go down.
Hey, this is Trash, lead singer of Vertical Smile with this week's PSA. Even though Dr. Steve and his friends are smart motherfuckers, they are not your personal doctor. Do not take anything that you hear on this radio show serious. If you're having health issues, go see your own family practitioner. And always remember, fuck P.A. John.
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve.
It's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve with my little pal,
Dr. Scott, the traditional Chinese medical practitioner who keeps the alternative medicine wackos at bay. Hello, Dr. Scott.
Hey, Dr. T.
And the perfect combination of brains and bootay, it's Night Nurse Evie, everyone.
Hello, Dr. Steve.
And our in-studio intern, comedian Cliff Andrews, a.k.a. 49 Cent.
Hello, Dr. Steve.
This is a show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you have a question, you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider. If you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call. 347-766-4323. That's 347-POOHEAD. If you're listening to us live, the number is 754-227-3647. That's 754.
Bear nip.
Terrible. Yes, 22 penis, Night Nurse Evie. That's your line. Or 754 Bear Nip. Or follow us on Twitter at Weird Medicine, at Lady Diagnosis, and at Dr. Scott WM. And we'll get Cliff and Night Nurse Evie to get a Weird Medicine Twitter at some point here in the near future, too. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Or go to our new merchandise store at cafepress.com/weirdmedicine. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers. Take everything here with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, pharmacist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga master, physical therapist, or whatever. Okay, very good. All right. So, Cliff, welcome. It's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
Yes, it's been a long time.
Regular listeners who have good memories will remember Cliff as one of the finalists in the Funniest Person in the Tri-Cities competition. And he's one of those discoveries we've made that if he went to New York and started doing shit gigs for the next 5 years, which is really what it takes at least – he could probably be actually a successful comedian. Instead, he decided to go to school and get his degree, which is a stupid move for a comedian.
So. I know.
Talk to Dave Landau. But anyway, but it's great to have you here. You're going to be doing an internship until, what, mid-July, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, okay, cool. And Cliff is going to be doing a couple of best ofs for air on Sirius XM, and we may get him to do one for, you know, just sort of a retrospective for the podcast as well. And if you're interested in doing your own retrospective, you can go to premium.drsteve.com. That's premium.drsteve.com for $1.99 a month. You can get access to all of the archives, including some premium content that regular podcast listeners haven't heard. And part of that is the Funniest Person in the Tri-Cities competition, the whole thing from start to finish with Shuli Agar's stand-up and the competition itself. I can't remember if I included the musical guest as well, but that's all in there at premium.drsteve.com. You could go there, just download everything, and then cancel your subscription. Cost you $2. We're not really doing that to make money. We're doing that to keep my employers from being able to dig too deep into my archives. It's really why. Unless they want to pay. If they want to pay, then they can. But that's behind a paywall. If you've heard of a product mentioned on our show, or if you just need to go shop at Amazon, go to stuff.drsteve.com. That's stuff.drsteve.com. We're part of their affiliate program, and there's just a click-through right at the top if you want to just use it as your intermediate to get to Amazon. It really makes a huge difference, and it allows allows me to pay some of the folks a pittance.
The interns.
We pay a pittance. It's a no shit. It's a pittance, but it's better than what you're going to get if you're on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. I'm guessing he doesn't pay his people. I'm guessing. I don't know. Big Kev's a good guy. Maybe he is. But anyway, and go to tweakedaudio.com. Use offer code FLUID and get 1/3, a.k.a. 33% off your order of the best earbuds on the internet for the price and the best customer service anywhere. And they are a Tennessee business. We should do a road trip and go see them and maybe do a podcast from there because they're in Franklin, Tennessee, which I guess is just outside Nashville.
It's awesome.
There.
No, I've got family and friends live there.
Let's go.
It's a great town.
We should do that sometime.
It's a great town.
And check out etncomedy.com. Cliff, you'll be happy to know. As a matter of fact, you know what? I may be able to put you on that show. August 2nd, we're having Vic Henley, Blue Collar Comedy Tour is going to do a thing at Allendale Mansion. They have a 1,200-seat amphitheater. We got to fill it up.
Yeah.
And last time we had Tim Dillon, they had twice as many people as they've ever had for that, but it still looked empty because the amphitheater is so huge.
Yeah.
So if you have less than about 600 people come, it's going to look like nobody showed up, even though, you know, it's a rousing success as far as they're concerned. If you want more information, go to etncomedy.com. It's free. They'll have craft beer. That's not free. And they'll have food trucks. Also not free. But we'll have one or two local comedians do, you know, 5 minutes or something. And then Vic will do an hour.
Cool.
And it'll really be fun. So, definitely come to that. Go to ETN, like EastTennesseeComedy.com. And don't forget Dr. Scott's website at SimplyHerbals.net. SimplyHerbals.net sounds like SimplyHerballs.net, but spelled slightly differently. And, you know, have you ever tried to go to SimplyHerballs.net, see if anybody owns that?
No.
Because what would be hilarious is, you know, it used to be when Dick's Sporting Goods came out, if you went to Dick's.com, it was not Dick's Sporting Goods. And I think probably now they actually own that domain, but for a while there, it was just exactly what you would think Dick's.com would be. So
it's a wild marketing strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we take phone calls, we've got some people waiting, and I don't want to make them wait too long. There was an article that came out recently, and we've talked about this multiple times on the show, but this is a pretty important science. It was a study done in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. And the title of this is an article from Science Daily, which is a decent website for science news. Most popular vitamin mineral supplements provide no health benefit, study finds. So we've had discussions on this show. People call me up, vitamin D, vitamin D, vitamin D. I have always said vitamin D, there's no downside to it unless you can get hypervitaminosis D if you take too much, but it's hard to do. But taking a normal daily supplement of vitamin D, because so many people are vitamin D deficient. But, and vitamin D deficiency is associated with cardiovascular disease. It's associated with cancer, stroke, other disease states. So the question was, so if having low vitamin D is associated with these disease states, is that a cause or a marker of disease? Right? So if it's a cause of disease, then correcting that should make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or should decrease that risk. And if it's a marker of disease, you know, for example, your vitamin D goes low because you have total body inflammation, which is the ultimate cause of your cardiovascular disease. If, you know, I'm just hypothesizing, throwing out some crazy hypothesis, then supplementing that vitamin D won't do anything because it's not the cause. It's just it's a flag that says we've got a problem, but it's not the ultimate cause. That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the question. And I've always been on the side of it. If you want to take it, take it, because we are vitamin D deficient for the most part, because we're not getting outside and getting enough sunlight. But don't assume that that's going to prevent heart attack or stroke. And but there's no downside to it. So what the hell? And it's cheap, you know, a bottle of vitamin D, you know, $5-$10. So anyway, let me just read some excerpts from this article. The most commonly consumed vitamin mineral supplements provide no consistent health benefit or harm, suggests a new study led by researchers at St. Michael's Hospital at the University of Toronto. Okay, so it's a Canadian study, so we got to, you know, take it with a grain of ramp salt. No, I'm just kidding. It's a very prestigious organization. And the Journal of the American College of Cardiology is no shit journal. Okay. It's so they did a systematic review. So what is that? A systematic review is where you take a bunch of smaller studies and try to match them for quality, and then you mush the data together. This isn't the perfect way to do a study by any means because, you know, each one of those studies could have a little bit of bias. If they're all got a little bit of bias in the same direction, you're going to get a lot of bias at the end of this. But it is a way to take a bunch of smaller prospective data and make a bigger prospective study out of it. And you have to read the article to determine whether they did a good job of that, okay? You know, if they're taking a bunch of anecdotal evidence and mushing it together, that just makes a bunch of shitty data, okay? Yeah. So anyway, they did a systematic review of existing data and single randomized control trials published in English from 2012 to October 2017, found that multivitamins, vitamin D, calcium, and vitamin C, the most common supplements, showed no advantage or added risk in the prevention of cardiovascular disease. So it didn't do any good, but it also didn't do any harm. Did not prevent heart attack, stroke, or premature death. And generally, vitamin and mineral supplements were taken to add nutrients that are found in food. And the guy said, we were surprised to find so few positive effects of the most common supplements. So they were actually biased toward seeing an effect. You know, if you're surprised that you didn't see an effect, that means you were expecting to see one. So they were actually biased toward it. These aren't a bunch of naysayers, you know. So our review found that if you want to use multivitamins, vitamin D, calcium, or vitamin C, it does no harm, but there's no apparent advantage either. Now, that's apparent advantage for things that they looked for, because every study that we do has to have some sort of endpoint. Mm-hmm. What are we looking for? So if you are doing a study of Viagra, for example, as a high blood pressure medicine, not so great. You know, they had, you know, moderate benefit as a blood pressure medicine and a lot of adverse effects like stuffy nose and lightheadedness. If you didn't have an endpoint of big, meaty, you know, succulent erections, then you would totally miss the point, mm-hmm. you know, and that can be going on here. There may be benefits to these things mm-hmm. that they didn't, you know, examine that particular endpoint. And that right. may be unexpected, right. too. Right. Like, it could be that these things prevent malaria to a significant degree, but the study wasn't done in a malaria endemic area, so they would never see that endpoint. Mm. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, his team reviewed supplement data that included A, B1, B2, B3. That's like Ernie's egg market. He's got A1 large, B1 large, B2 large, and they can't be too large.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so anyway. Okay, now, they did find that folic acid had a potential reduction in the risk of stroke and heart attack. But it was a very, very small effect. So there you go. And I'm trying to see if it was statistically significant, and I can't find that in here. So folic acid, maybe. You know, most multivitamins have a little folate in it. So, and we know folic acid is essential for pregnant women to take to prevent neural tube defects. So folic acid, pretty important vitamin. So there you go. I was disappointed because I take my vitamin D every day. I take my vitamin E every day to help my peripheral neuropathy. And it seems to, you know, anecdotally seems to be really helping quite a bit. So, but now, does that mean that vitamin D is worthless? Of course not. If the one disease that we know vitamin D prevents is rickets. So if you're vitamin D deficient, you will have rickets. You'll be bow-legged. Your bones will be weak, all kinds of stuff. Absolutely, we know that vitamin D will prevent that. What about vitamin C? Totally prevents scurvy. I've seen one case of scurvy in my career, but it sucked. And, you know, this day and age, we're not on ships eating, you know, beef jerky 3 meals a day. You know, we get enough vitamin C, but every once in a while you'll get one of these guys up there in the mountains that's eating nothing but beans every day and it doesn't have enough vitamin C in it. And, you know, it's usually hermits living up in the mountains and they eat beans because you can just eat them out of the can. And they will often show up, you know, and get a couple a year with scurvy. So
really?
Oh. Yep.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just by eating beans out of can.
Yep. Yeah, because – or just eating vitamin C deficient foods and living on those.
Okay.
You know? Wow. Yeah. So, but anyway, there you go. So, yes, vitamin C will prevent scurvy. Vitamin C helps strengthen collagen and keep your blood vessels nice and supple and keeps them from breaking. And so there are benefits to these things. There's no question about it. But not to the extent that we previously hoped, anyway. All right. Well, let's take some phone calls. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Number one thing. Don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
Yeah, and speaking of assholes on the radio, it's Calvin, everybody.
Hey.
Area code 408. What's up, man?
Hey, Steve, Scott, Diagnosis, Cliff, Evie, and all the tens and tens of listeners back home. How's everybody doing?
He's not exaggerating.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, what's up?
I had one silly thing and one serious thing.
Okay.
I had a question about. Okay, so the serious one was, I confirmed this through the internet. You said that adrenaline was a vasoconstrictor, and I found that to be kind of odd because every time I've ever had adrenaline, it's always made my legs all wobbly, and so I thought it was a vasodilator, and also I've had my wisdom teeth all pulled out while I was awake, all four at the same time.
Yeah.
And I believe the Novocaine also had adrenaline in it
to keep you from bleeding.
The nerve,
yeah.
And,
well,
and the veins.
They use the epinephrine or adrenaline in the numbing medication to keep you from bleeding, and that's you have to be really careful. You don't want to use adrenaline when you're numbing up a finger, for example, because it will constrict the arterial supply, and the finger could, you know, get ischemic or decreased blood flow and have damage to it. I have heard, never seen a case of this, where they accidentally injected somebody's penis with, so any of these sort of terminal appendages where you've got blood vessels going out and then coming back in other words, capillaries hitting them and then venous capillaries draining them. Mm-hmm. So I've heard of people injecting a penis with lidocaine with epinephrine in it and just have it slough off. So you don't, you know, slough.
Oh, God.
Slough is a great word because it's, is it, what is it, onomatopoeia, where the word sounds like boom. Slough. So slough, that's what it sounds like when your penis falls off because you injected it with epinephrine because it's a vasoconstrictor. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
Slough.
Mm.
Oh.
But do you know if like a scientific reason as to why it's a constrictor? Because to me, that logically, the adrenaline would want to flow, and so it'd be a vasodilator. I know it's a constrictor.
If you, so if you're running from a saber-toothed tiger, and your adrenaline hits you, what you want to do is you want to shunt blood away from the GI tract because you don't need to be shitting and digesting food right then because you may not make it.
Right. Yeah.
So you need to shunt all
Yeah.
You want to shunt all your blood to the central supply so that you're getting blood to your brain and you're getting the heart is able to beat plenty of blood to the periphery, to the muscles and stuff where the vasoconstrictive effect is much less. Okay, so and that's why that you're shunting blood to the places where it's absolutely essential in an emergency, right. And so the skin can do without it. Your nasal turbinates can do without it. The kidneys and brain and lungs and all that stuff need all that blood at that time. So that's why. All right.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What was that? You had, another question?
Silly thing?
Yeah, sure. Silly thing's fine.
Yeah.
Now, when Tacy's here, you're allowed to chip. I'm just telling you that if Tacy's here, you can
actually,
always chip Tacy.
El Chipo got deported.
Oh, did he? El Chipo.
Yeah, El Chipo got deported. Yeah, he's never coming back.
Okay.
He's been banned. And I have the guy that deported him.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Well, let's hear that story.
Hello, Weird Medicine. Super great. Number one, it's I, your Trump. Right here, President. Oh. I love this show. I love Weird Medicine. It's very great. Amazing. Lady Diagnosis. She's an 11 out of 10. Totally not like Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly's a 4 out of 10, but Lady Diagnosis, she's the best. Believe me, folks. Weird Medicine, super number one. Amazing. Believe me.
God damn, this is about as boring as sex with my wife.
Oh, my God. That was beautiful.
That wasn't a bad try.
It's not bad.
All right,
it's better than mine.
Not bad.
I'll try again another week. Can
okay,
I plug
man.
A gig?
What's that? Yeah, of course.
Can I plug a gig?
You can plug anything.
Oh, okay.
Plug
sure. June 6th, I'm playing Rooster Tea Feathers. It's a Wednesday night, but Rooster Tea Feathers, Sunnyvale, California, June 6th, 8 p.m. show. So, anyways.
What is
thank
that?
You guys.
Wait,
love
whoa,
you,
whoa,
love
whoa, whoa.
Show.
Now, you can't get away that easy. What is it? That's a comedy venue?
Yeah. Yeah, it's comedy. I do stand up.
Okay, I had no idea because your chip shit is so fucking unfunny. But I, you know, but
yeah.
Why don't you send us a tape? Hell, we'll play it, dude. We'll plug the fuck out.
Okay, yeah, I'll email you a couple things.
Okay, everybody, so plug it again, and then I want everybody to go and then do Edgar from the crowd.
All right.
Because
so
he calls our show and does Edgar and he does Chip. And Calvin's one of my Twitter friends, so he's allowed, but I'm also allowed to hang up on him. But anyway, no, I had no idea you were really a stand-up, dude. That's awesome.
When's he going to be there?
Yeah.
Plug it again. I'm sorry.
June 6th. Wednesday, June 6th, 8 p.m., Rooster Tea Feathers, Sunnyvale.
Oh, the prized Wednesday night 8 a.m. slot.
Yeah. yeah, 8 p.m.
How long have you been doing comedy?
A couple years.
Yeah.
It's hard to say exactly because, I mean, I never really had a start date because I used to do public speaking. Like when I would go do my college classes, I would do presentations instead of writing papers, and so they give me the option to do presentations. So I just throw in a couple jokes and then talk about the Kyoto Protocol or something.
Right? Yeah, I'm so unfunny that when I do a presentation, I usually, if I have to do something with the crowd, I'll do a magic trick instead. And I've got a couple. I have a couple of real killer magic tricks that I can do for them. You know, to get everybody. I have one where somebody picks a word out of the newspaper, and then I have the crowd have me rip up the paper, and they tell me which side to keep, and I rip it again. Which side do I keep? And I keep dropping it, and the piece gets smaller and smaller. Then somebody else comes up from the audience who doesn't know this person, and points to a word, and it'll be that person's word, and we make a big deal. I mean, I say, oh, you know, see how we can. What the magic that we can create when we all work together.
That's some good shit.
Yeah, that's sweet.
It works for team building, but I'm not funny. You know, I just.
And you toss a silk foulard over your shoulder.
Yeah, absolutely. Linger longer, my friend. Cliff doesn't know that reference, but he'll learn it soon enough. Well, I'll just tell Cliff.
Actually, I do have one.
It is embarrassing.
I do have one magic trick.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have one magic trick. I mean, it's really simple. It's so stupid, the mechanics behind it. But I went to the dollar store and I got a bunch of packs of playing cards, mm-hmm. and I made one deck that's all three of hearts.
There
you go. No matter what the person chooses, it's always going to be a three of hearts.
Sure.
So I just say, pick a card, any card. And so they think they're choosing something, and then I get to predict it, and everybody goes, yay, yay.
Well, yeah, that's actually, no, but you can make that into a real mystery. Okay, so forcing a card, that's just called a forcing deck, and forcing a card can be part of a true mystery. But now, if you just have somebody pull it and you go, what is it, the three of hearts? There's no mystery in that. But then if you turn around and make a dramatic reveal of their card, and you can do comedy with it too. Yeah. You know, that can be some cool stuff. I used to have a video of this redneck guy, right? And he would... come on in. And then he was like a diviner. He would divine things using fish guts. Mm-hmm. And so he would fillet the fish and throw the guts on the table. And then he would mush around in it. And then he would go, well, what the hell is this? And he'd pull up this thing and it was a rolled up card. And he would open it up and go, is that your card? And it'd always be their card, you know? So it wasn't a brilliant trick, but it was a little bit more complicated reveal than just saying what the card is. So now that you've just revealed a classic card secret, I'll be hearing from all the magicians.
You better watch your back now, dude. There's going to be a lot.
That's right. Those magicians get pissed off. All right, dude.
Yeah. They'll stick their rabbits on me.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll see you, man.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. See ya.
See ya.
Calvin in California, actually a stand-up. He called in one time and got other people doing chip and stuff, and I had to start the show over. I was so flustered by it. But the Silk Foulard thing, Cliff, just so that you know, you got to get caught up on all of this. And I don't know if Evie knows this either, but the way I learned how to masturbate was with this cloth called a foulard, which is use it in a trick called the zombie ball. You ever seen a zombie ball? They have the silver ball, and I still have it. It's sitting over there. You have a silver ball, and you put this silk cloth over it, and then it starts to rise. Have you ever seen anybody do that?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, it's called zombie ball. Well, the silk foulard was just great for beating off into.
I need to know where I can purchase a couple of those.
Does me no good, so.
No.
You just got to use your imagination.
But I can't rip one out with that.
You know, the first couple of times that you masturbate as a 12-year-old, nothing comes out. Mm-hmm. You know, you haven't sort of stimulated the seminal vesicles yet, and your prostate's underformed. But then, so the silk foulard had to go when I started, you know, making crusty messes all over it and trying to do my magic trick with these, you know,
Steven,
stains.
Yeah. What the hell wrong with this cloth?
Yeah, that sounded just like my mother. All right, let's take another call. Let's see here. Karen. Area code 504, you're on Weird Medicine. Hello.
So my husband actually emailed you about this, I think, earlier in the week.
Okay.
I recently had a mammogram done.
Okay.
And they found calcifications in my breast tissue.
Okay.
They did a biopsy. They did two biopsies because the first one, they biopsied the wrong area.
Oh.
Yay. And the second time around, they did the biopsy and it was more in my lymph node.
Yeah.
And they pulled it out and they commented that it was purple. And come to find out that it is tattoo ink from that has migrated to my lymph node from a tattoo that I have on my back.
Sure.
So that's kind of
awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. Well, let's talk about microcalcifications first. They're little calcium deposits that develop in breast tissue, and they're very common, and they're usually benign. And they look like little white specks on the mammogram. Now, if they're clustered, then you're a little bit more concerned. And usually microcalcifications, if that's how they named it on your mammogram, are not a result of cancer. They'll often, you know, biopsy to be safe because you don't ever want to miss anything. And breast biopsies, mm-hmm. a lot, less risky than, say, a prostate biopsy is. If you think about it. And how did they do your breast biopsy? Did they just stick a needle in without numbing you up? Because that usually is pretty stunning experience for a lot of women. Then they realize that the breast tissue deep inside really doesn't have pain fibers in it.
No, they numbed the area. Okay. They numbed the area around it, and then they have, I guess it was like a little gun with a needle on it. I don't know. I didn't see.
Okay.
But, yeah, the first time around, they actually biopsied my breast tissue, and then when they did a follow-up mammogram immediately after to find the marker that they placed in there, they were like, oops, we biopsied the wrong area.
Oh,
it's
my
actually
God.
In your lymph node.
Okay.
So, but what fascinated me is that I searched for this afterwards because the doctor who did my second biopsy is like, do you have any tattoos? And I was like, yeah. And he said it's most likely tattoo ink. And when the pathology came back, that's exactly what it was.
Wow.
And I started doing research on it.
Yep.
And apparently this is more common and people don't know about it.
Yeah, it's very well known. In dermatologic circles. I need to qualify that. And I'm just looking at a thing from PubMed Health. Particles from tattoo ink can spread into lymph nodes. No association with cancer or anything like that. This one researcher used samples of skin and adjacent lymph nodes taken from 6 donors after autopsy. And 4 of the donors had tattoos and were more likely to have substances like titanium in the lymph nodes. Lymph nodes obviously are part of the lymphatic system, which in turn is part of the immune system. So there are these lymphatic channels that are made to drain things from parts of the body to lymph nodes where these immune cells in this framework can kind of trap it and deal with it, you know. So you're talking bacterial bodies, antigens, stuff like that. If you have a big acne, cystic acne on your face, it may drain depending on the area to the neck, and you'll get an enlarged lymph node there, stuff like that. So yeah, that's fascinating. So you're living proof of that. Did you get the slides by any chance?
Oh, no, I should have asked for that.
Yeah, you can still ask for the pictures of the slides.
My husband would have been like, ooh.
No, that's
but
cool.
The really weird thing is, I'm 41, so this is my second annual mammogram. My first one that I had when I was 40, I got this tattoo when I was like maybe 35, 36, and nothing. The mammogram was completely clear. And then all of a sudden this year, it popped up. And apparently these studies say that this can show up in women years later.
Sure.
It's so strange.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something, isn't it? And, so they think the microcalcification was actually associated with the tattoo ink. It wasn't really calcium. It was more like titanium probably, or iron. And you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
He said it was purple.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference on an x-ray, whether it was calcium. It's just radio opaque. You know, the x-rays are absorbed by it, and so you see a big white speck on there. So, that's even more interesting.
I have 7, so I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, we should probably do a breast exam on you, Evie, just to make sure you're okay.
Just to be, safe.
I feel safe
already.
Shut
up, Harvey. Yeah, so...
So there you go. Now everybody knows about my boobs.
And I'm glad you're getting your mammograms. Hopefully you're getting your pap smears and other health screening stuff that you're supposed to have. And
every year.
Okay, awesome. Excellent. Well, good. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. That's fascinating. I had...
thanks a lot.
Never talked to anyone that actually had proven the tattoo ink in their lymph nodes.
And it's pretty cool. It's not dangerous.
Tattoo ink is like metals and stuff. You know, there's iron, there's titanium, there's other minerals that they use, and there just doesn't seem to be any toxic effect from it.
Interesting.
So they have not associated it with any kind of illness yet.
Right.
So that means I can finish up both my sleeves.
Yeah, get
there
it
you
done.
Go.
There you go.
Full body tattoo.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks, Karen.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
See ya. That's pretty interesting.
That was cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more here, and then let's get out of here for today. Let's see here.
Hello, I was wondering, in the past you said always seek medical treatment if you go to one place that sucks. Go to another place. Do you get a weird reputation if your medication's not working or something and you call, you know, you're polite, but you call several times just to see what's going on in a place, or if you're going to a place that has their own, where the doctor sells his own medication and, you know, wants you to buy it there and it's compounded and you can't get it any place. Can they, like, fuck up your medication or make it to where it's not working if, you know, if they don't, if they think that you've called them out on some shady practices or something like that? Or how do you know what's going on to not complain too much? Or if
yeah, it's a tough balance, isn't it? So first off, unless they're sociopaths, they're not going to poison your compounded medication. But my question would be, if you think that they're engaged in something shady, why are you still going there? Just right. go something.
Exactly.
Vote with your feet. And you won't get a weird reputation. When you get a weird reputation is when you go, every doctor you go to, those last bunch of doctors, everyone was an asshole. Everyone was an asshole, but you're the greatest. That's usually a sign of a borderline personality disorder,
yes.
where because those people will have difficulty forming attachments.
That will blacklist you, too.
And then they'll just shit on you,
yeah.
And then you'll be the next one. So that sets off a red flag when a doctor, the first time they're seeing somebody, the patient says that all other doctors are assholes.
Right.
The other thing is if you're doctor shopping, you know, for narcotics or something like that. And these days, particularly with these controlled substance monitoring databases, there's only 2 to 3 states that don't have those. They, you know, if you come in complaining of pain and need narcotics or opioids, we don't like to use that word narcotic anymore, but that's sort of a street layman's term. They will always check it and see, well, you just got 180 of these from Dr. Smith. Well, why aren't you going to him? Well, he's an asshole. Well, that means Dr. Smith fired that person
right. For
cause. And so those are the kinds of things. That's when you can get a weird reputation. But otherwise, no, you have every right to go to a different doctor if you want to. And if your insurance is locking you into one doctor, you can just call them and say, I'd like to switch to another physician or a nurse practitioner or a PA or whatever. So feel free to do that anytime. All right. And it's perfectly okay to ask them about adverse effects that you're having or why your medication isn't working. You just say, hey, you know, this doesn't seem to be working. Can we try something else? And most of the time, that sort of approach will work with any healthcare provider. Anyway, thanks always go to Dr. Scott, Night Nurse Evie, Intern Cliff, a.k.a. 49 Cent. go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules and podcasts and other crap. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps, quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.
And because comfortably numb.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.